lot of discussion. Two things. One, how do we compare the returns from our investments? I think there are really two aspects there. In terms of the company tax rate, I think our rates overall is very, very reasonable. There can be arguments that you can drop it another percentage or two, but it really depends how you compare. And that's one of the things you've got to be very careful about these international comparisons, because who are you comparing with, and what, and for what reason? You know, when people want to do international comparisons, they want to look at Singapore. Well, you know, Singapore is a nice tax haven, and they have a very small population, and they don't have a lot of the issues that we have. I mean, really, if you look at Singapore, it's not really a country. It's more of like a business, you know, if you look at them. They have a much easier time of it. But I think overall, our rates compare reasonably, and I think even with developing countries, they compare reasonably. For Africa, a lot of the rates are in the 40s, so our rate is actually fairly good. The issues that come into play is what we were trying to do. Overall, what we've done is we follow the international trend of broadening the base, closing the loophole, and then lowering rates. The bottom line is, if you clean up the avoidance, the guys who are innocent can get a better rate. That's really what you're going for. The issue that you raised, though, was the point about how does PIT compare? You've been working on the companies, have you worked on the individual? And there's an argument, really, that the only the individual matters, because ultimately all taxes ultimately economically fall on the individual anyway. I think overall, one of the things the minister has succeeded in doing is actually improving the PIT situation. Because we've been closing the loopholes, and with a lot of help with stars on administration, but also in law, I think it's more administration, to be honest, than law changes, that what you've done is you keep seeing every year quite amounts of upping the brackets. And the overall brackets is what was the key issue here. And that is, the biggest problem with the tax act, the South African tax system for many years, especially from the mid-90s, was that they let the system fall apart and let the big boys walk away. And so what happened is all the rich people were getting away for free, and if you were a salaried worker in the middle and the upper band, you were paying for that because you weren't getting inflation adjustments. And so what the minister basically had to do was close the loophole and reverse it so that your salaried worker is getting more and more of a reasonable tax. In terms of rates, the rates that you have, the top rate of 40% is quite reasonable. The question is where it kicks in. But if you look at it now, it's kicking in now about 450 to 500,000. You're getting towards the South African middle and upper income. How that compares internationally really depends on the comparison. But it's one of those issues that we do keep an eye on because you don't want people leaving the country because of tax. But I have to tell you, tax and the issue of immigration, entering and leaving, is not really a big issue. It is not a driver there. So the only other issue that was raised is, again, about how you compare on the JSE exemption. Again, that issue, we're trying to make sure that our locals compare.
If somebody was trying to call people out, and these are the people that have asked these questions, I think it is problematic if somebody has asked a question and the next thing is the start walking out.
This is the only question I was responding to. He's eating like I'm eating, but we're all here. Company. So, I think that's right. I think it's just to close on the international comparison process. Again, please be very wary of international. I really must say that we are addicted to them around here. But somehow, if another country does it, you must jump off and do it. Each country has its own problems and its own unique things. And I think, frankly, there's been a few changes, like the FTC, which you'll see later on in the year, but I think the South African tax system actually fits in quite nicely. I really think that we're fine on that front. When you look at investment, and that's just a close, foreign investment is not driven by tax. It is driven by other considerations. In some areas, tax plays a big role. Other areas, doesn't. Having talked to them, I'm actually trying to get in touch with some international advisors on this. It turns out there are companies, businesses, that what they do is they help you choose the country in the world. And they said that, you know, certain factors matter and others don't, depending on the nature of the business. So a manufacturing business typically is not driven by tax, because the manufacturing business has small profit margins. Where profit margins are small, tax is a very rare consideration. Where profit margins are large, that's what matters. Like, you'd have to worry about pharmaceutical company would be more interested, or these, you know, outsourcing telecommunications companies. The problem is where tax matters a lot, you will find that those companies are very mobile. So as soon as you stop giving the incentive, they often leave. But when it comes to your basic bread and butter businesses, you'll find that generally it's the other issues that are the driver. Tax, you just want to make sure there isn't any major impediment.
Okay. Now, there is a small dilemma. Unfortunately, it turns out it becomes comprehensive and, of course, very useful. And why I'm saying that I don't want to be wasteful in terms of the consulting piece when it's done, because it would be terrible for you at the end of the time to do the same presentation. You see, because I do want to say, even though this has not been the first to have, of course, it's taken into consideration. So I want to share on that day, I need to share for the first. We also trying to say, what I'm saying is that what you might want to do is to go back, because I'm just saying in principle, thinking principle, it shall come before us, and of course we shall then deal with those who would be violently opposed to it at the time. I'm saying in principle, so that when they go, they must go knowing that in principle people do not agree, also in principle people agree. So that we're not going to invite them sometime after they have come back. That's what happened. So that doesn't take action. The blood. That's terrible. I don't know. Would there be anybody who would be violently opposed to us passing this amendment?
I support it. I support the suggestion.
That can But it's fine. If that's the rules, but I think that's what we will then do. What we then say is continue to keep in front. That's basically what we will do. And again, when that day comes, we will make a statement. My friend has become an expert on this. You're growing on this thing. Very good.
No, we never ignore the opposition.
Customs border crossing, and it cuts costs against exporters, and it makes it easier for salesmen, exhibitors, and business travelers when passing from one country to another. There's various goods that fall under the AKA Kane in broad categories, and these include things like computers, photography equipment, musical instruments, industrial machinery, vehicles, jewelry. And who can apply for it? The AKA Kane service is available to business and sales representatives, exhibitors, at trade fairs, and any traveling professionals, such as film crews, architects, artists, engineers, installers, photographers, sports teams. And it may be used by a company or an individual. If someone else is using it, they need to make sure that the holder has the authority to do so and holds the letter of authority. It benefits us in terms of trade shows and fairs, and it makes it more easily attractive to foreign exhibitors at trade fairs in our country. It increases tourism and transport industry as more business people and more people travel. It also is good for entertainment industry when we have an international concert in our country by bringing in the goods for that particular event. It benefits things like sports events, like the upcoming World Cup, Olympic Games in countries as well. Just to go through quickly the convention itself and the way laid out, it consists of two parts, which is 34 articles and a set of 13 annexes, and the main body contains basic principles underlying the convention and provisions necessary for uniform implementation. And there are 34 articles of the main body, and which is contained in 5 chapters dealing with general provisions, scope of the convention, special provisions, miscellaneous provisions, and final provisions. The first annex, which is Annex A, concerns temporary admission papers, and the last Annex C concerns goods imported with partial relief from import duties and taxes. And the remaining 11 annexes deal specifically with specified category of goods, and it's numbered D1 to D9, C and D. So if we look at it quickly, D1 deals with temporary admission of goods for display or use at exhibitions. D2 deals with professional equipment, which means it's things like equipment for television broadcasting, for cinema. D3 deals with temporary admission of containers, pallets, packing samples, and other goods imported in connection with commercial operations. And these are for commercial operations. D4 deals with temporary importation of goods to be used in a manufacturing operation. That is things like molds, drawings, plans, models that will be brought in by architects and engineers. Then we have B5, which deals with temporary admission of goods for educational and scientific or cultural purposes. B6, with temporary admission of facilities for 2 categories of goods, namely travelers, personal effects, and goods important for sport purposes. So sportsmen coming in with their equipment, and it can be under this annex. D7 deals with temporary admission, subject to re-importation of tourist publicity materials, so bringing in things for displays of tourist exhibitions and fairs, etc. D8 deals with temporary admission of goods imported as transient traffic, for example, carried by transient zone inhabitants in the province of the profession of their trade. And B9 deals with goods such as medical, surgical, and laboratory equipment that are imported for temporary basis for humanitarian purposes. And Annex 6 deals with temporary admission facilities and means of transport, and covers any water, air, road, or rail means of transport. And then we have D, which provides a clear definition of live animals that come in. And C covers all goods that are imported, particularly that do not fulfill the conditions necessary to grant me a total release for import duties and taxes.
Thank you, madame. And seeing some issues, I'm watching the ICF. When you come all the wonderful capital city of I was also saying there's a big match on the 21 of May in Moscow. Manchester United versus Chelsea. And by the way, can you believe this? That Moscow has the biggest number of billionaires in the whole world. They say New York is number 2 and Moscow is number 1 with 74.
Questions, comments on the silver leg?
How many are there?
How many are there?
Right? Is it correct that
standards, right, not necessarily applying to the same field, but the special one for that specific the same field and stuff.
Okay, no other questions? Madam, you're having a problem. Somebody must give you some soya.
No, I didn't see medication and I'm worried about it. This conversation does not cover.
I'm talking about drugs in the context of harmful drugs. Dacha, marijuana, cocaine, and okay.
So we are currently in that state.
No, I am not. She's asking a question. I think that's the lot of the questions. Very straightforward convention. Over to you.
Thanks, Chairperson. My colleague and I will both answer questions. The first one was, Istanbul is just a name that is given here because that's where they had actually negotiated it at that council session. So that is how the name Istanbul has come about. It is convention, the temporary admission that is for all customs administration, and currently there are 25 contracting parties to the Istanbul Convention. And in terms of the items, yes, it covers it has laid down in the different annexes the items that it covers, and as I mentioned earlier, if certain item is on a country's national prohibited and restricted list, that then applies. So they must fulfill the requirements as per the prohibited and restricted list. The other thing is that the car name also acts as a surety, so it is sort of a bond. So you can bring in your goods temporarily, but if you do not re-export it out of the country, then we as customs can claim against that car name to the availability policy. For example, in South Africa, it will be the Chamber of Commerce. And in terms of vehicles that are being brought in by tourists, it will be the Automobile Association, AA, that we can use to claim against. My colleague will just explain to you about how we make sure that drugs are not brought in and the process that we follow operationally.
All problems, comments would be inspected on arrival, and it's also inspected at the country where it's exported from. And we've got security, but dogs and stuff like this actually go through the cargo when it comes into the ship.
In fact, I mean, we've seen, even if you swallow something, you can't get it. They catch it. Only yesterday was a report about
somebody who said to say, you're in the airport.
Let me, I don't want to give you a long story because let me just tell you. I think four or five years ago, Mr. Colin, we did some visits to their offices and even to all our town. And you know, these ladies and gentlemen are so well informed. You know that specific day they said to us, well, we know we've got information that there's this plane from Hong Kong. And we know there's something that's going on here. Everything was so organized, even plain clothes, these men and women are already there. Then, you know, one of the interesting things that they raised for them about everybody going abroad.
the fact that you cannot buy, for instance, shares of different sizes and claim that they are all your shares. So if you come here with about 40 shares, for instance, small, medium, and large, clearly it's about making some profit. And then there's a whole range of interesting things that they show that we even went to the Devon port. Of course, incidentally, we also know what they did about the big ship that was the woman that was charged about 2 weeks ago about arms to our name. The same man and women. And when we met with the commissioner, we also met some two ladies in one. And we were told the two of them were responsible for collecting hundreds of millions. And some of us were worried about the effort, etc., etc. The commissioner responded by saying the first form of security is their money. And they engage everybody else. But secondly, if things tend to be bad, then the other enforcement kicks in the name. And so this is why you see like this form of please, etc. And this is why you're seeing the overruns that we have all the time, thanks to these men and women. And you're already talking about expansionary projects and so on. And maybe they could be used in our own municipalities, right? There's a problem of collection in almost every municipality we've spoken to. A serious problem of collection of everything. When in fact there is potential. We were in Utata 2 weeks ago, where there's a spawning of brand new malls all over the show. And I mean, you can't therefore be saying that municipality can remain indigent forever in that context. We're not talking about businesses. One mall has so many shops. The municipal manager complains to us in a meeting that they're not able to collect revenue based on certain things. These men and women are able to do this. Right? There are no other matters of life that and death. You want to say something more?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think just on that as well, I'm not sure if this committee would also recall in 2006 we came here for a session to the Johannesburg Convention, which also allows us to exchange information with other customs administrations and to work with other customs administrations very closely. And the Chairperson has very well put it in terms of receiving information in advance. So the air side we receive passenger information in advance from the passenger manifest country the flight is leaving from, and we do go through it and do profiling and targeting of that. And same on the sea side, we would look at the manifest in advance and look at profiling and targeting of that. But that is also very close relationship with other customs administrations and passing on information.
I mean that can you
to the mic? To the mic?
Maybe our company.
No, to the mic.
That's not to find that they're so efficient that even Nigeria can go through that net.
Nobody goes. I mean, look, incidentally, one of the interesting things is that our own commission, I'm not sure whether it's still in the president of the World Customs Union. And his own contribution and our own country's contribution is really affected many of our neighboring countries. Your Uganda, and then that teething problem in their country. Especially just in terms of the data. But secondly, in terms of the collection, but Uganda in one meeting we should attend the World Customs Union in Chile. seen that the all the commissioners were really reporting good work as a result of cooperation with South Africa. Yeah. Now, would we then have problems of really agreeing to this convention of the would we really have problems? You don't want to cut out people like that. Madam Mutuli. Right, yes, Mr. Foucault.
I think that we realize to go and consult. But we must remember, I'm not in for the constitution, but I think it has to be the word. This is not the true support of the constitution that really allows ministers to serve. So on that basis, as ANC, we don't have a problem. In fact, we
okay, Mr. Kulwe,
no.
I want you to do the honor of a statement on this one. Okay.
But again, let's
about what? You want the honor? Let me give you the honor. Thank you very much for the honor. And I hope you really are going to do something. Oh, no, don't push it. It's a good thing. You want to tell everybody about it. You do it tonight. You remember, just one. You remember there was one statement which was made by Huyaman, which was so comprehensive and educational. So I'm saying, if you could just, for 20 minutes, of nine. Normally they are 10, 5 to 10. But if you think to 25, just give them a good lecture. It would be nice. And so let's, I'm not sure.
Sir,
now, what the PhD has been focusing on what we call our own core money. And so we've not been able to come for them because when we went there, there were very new reforms that we see today as a reflection of what has happened. Therefore, the efficiency. It would have been nice to have gone there as the committee ourselves. And I'm saying something that could not be a good thing we've been doing as a small committee. And let's send your report, you start with your report, and we also comment for the program. We will be listening to the minister, we'll be watching the media tomorrow, friends, for the good news that we bring. So that, let's send your report and explain the meeting.